Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. Today we're going to continue our discussion on paying attention to life signs. I want to get into the idea of the feeling. And if something doesn't feel right, then that represents a sign for you. So let's say you've recently made a decision to hire a new contractor because you're taking on a new home renovation. As soon as you make the decision, you get a lump in the pit of your stomach. I would view that as your body's way of telling you that maybe you're making a mistake. If you're thinking about taking on a new position and that requires a move to the other side of the country, you can't sleep after you make that decision. Maybe that's a sign that it's a bad idea. The one thing we have to come to terms with is that the subconscious mind is far more powerful than the conscious mind. Right? The subconscious mind is that part of your brain that keeps your heart beating and takes care of all your body's functioning. You don't have to think about making your heart beat. It just happens, right? It happens automatically, and it's so powerful. So if you have the ability to tune into it, and you do, you can really use your body as a way to not only create things that you want to create in a far more powerful way than you can with your conscious mind, but you can also take some of the signs that it's giving you, your body's reactions, as a sign. The best gauge you have to any decision you make or anything you do is your feelings. Does it feel right? Right? And I know it's, you know, some of us have a more difficult time tuning into that, and I am one of those people, but people that do seem to make great decisions. Right? I'm not saying you base your full decision on how things feel, but there should be an element of that that gets taken into consideration. So you use your rational mind, you use your subconscious mind, and together you come up with some of those best decisions. But using what your subconscious is giving you as a sign is an incredibly powerful way to do things. So if you know someone that can benefit from hearing this message, send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. It's just joelbrookman.com. And from there, they can click links to iTunes or Stitcher. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to conclude our discussion on paying attention to life signs. For today, just realize if something doesn't feel right, take it as a sign. Because if it doesn't feel right, it probably isn't right for you.